Yeah, and that's why it's doing what it's doing. You're going to have to wire it direct to the battery if you want to take care of that cutting in and out. I don't have a radio in my car. They're getting harder to find any points to put wires through. You know, I guess they're plugs. They're like plastic plugs or whatever. And I think the last time I looked, I might have to snake it through the fender and then through the door into the. I'd have to go underneath the dashboard. But I was still looking for a place where I could put one. But I'm not going to bother Mike because I just don't have enough repeaters in this area. And there's not a lot of traffic on it, so it doesn't warrant me to put a radio in the car anymore. That's the way it is, you know. Throw your call out on a lot of repeaters and there's nobody there. That's the way it is.
Affirmative. Well, I never had that problem before. You know, it had been working fine. I hadn't had that problem at all until here just recently, I guess. And I got another friend of mine that I used to talk to about 40 years ago, and he's over on the 444-200, and it was doing it over there, too. So I really wasn't sure what the heck was going on and why it was doing it all of a sudden. You know, it just seems like in the last few weeks it's been doing that. It just seemed like before then I had not had any problem, but I don't know. I figured they had some problems with that, with the other one there, because they had problems before with the noise, and I figured they still hadn't resolved the problem. I don't know if they got to update some equipment on there or what's going on, but anyway, I don't think there's as many people talking on the radio as there used to be. I can go all the way into town on Saturday. I can go all the way over to Harv's there in Holly and all the way back and later in the afternoon and never hear anybody out there on this one or on the other one. I used to monitor both of those. Right now I just got the other one and then the 444-200, and that one's in Flint. And so I had that one on there so I could talk to him usually on Saturdays on the way over to Harv's, and I usually don't try it on the way home, I guess, but sometimes he takes a nap or something in the afternoon. He had a stroke and then he had a little bit of heart problem. He's in his 60s, I think he said now, so he's on total disability right now there in Flint, so he's that one is right there close to him. I think it's on Hurley Hospital. I'm not sure of that 444-200.
WAPIJ. I'm not familiar with that repeater. And, you know, I don't know if you go to YouTube, but you can punch in, like, a question, are the repeaters dead? There's a couple of good videos. A couple of guys have put up a couple of good videos regarding what they're hearing, what other people are not, you know, hearing or not hearing. And I think it gives you kind of an insight as to what's going on. But, you know, some people, there's some people who won't talk to you because they can't relate to you because they're on a different intellectual plane. And I can understand that. And or they run things like a business. And as long as they keep things up and running, that's all they care about. And they might have their little group that they chat with, and that's really all they need, but that's okay. I don't mind. I don't need people like that, and I'm not going to bother their take their time. I'm not going to waste their time, Lord.
Oh, there you go. Well, I'm going to be destinated here to my first stop. I got to stop over here at Tim Hortons and see if I can get some more of the chocolate Timbits. I have a couple of those in the morning when I take my pills and use my oat milk, and get pretty low on those, so I usually get a box of 40 if they got them. And we'll see if I could do that, and then to Arby's and pick up a couple of fish sandwiches. I'm Catholic, so I can't have fish or can't have meat on Friday during Lent, so I got to have fish. So I got where I just drive in here on Friday and pick up a couple of fish sandwiches, and then I got one for today and one for next week. K8MCG Mobile.
You know, I got a question to ask for you, and I'm going to let you go, but just something to think about. What you personally gain by doing that, just eating fish, do you think it's a regulation or a rule or a law? I don't get that. I don't understand that, but I came out of Catholicism, and I'm glad I'm not there anymore. But anyway, I'll let you go there, Michael. Good hearing from you. And maybe get a chance to talk to you again. KMCGWACIJ.
Okay, yeah, that's part of the Catholic religion, is that you can't have meat on Friday during Lent. And then there's certain holy days where, oh, crap, I got a truck in my way there. Dang. Well, that's not crap. Anyway, that's part of the Catholic religion, so, you know, it's different religions have different deals, and so anyway, we'll let you go, and I'll catch up with you a little bit later, K8MCG.
Yeah, okay, Mike, I don't have a religion, I have a relationship. Big difference. It's nothing I can do. I can't work for my salvation. Salvation is a gift from God. You have to receive it by faith. And most Catholics don't read the Bible, and that's the problem. If you open the Bible and start reading it, you'll begin to understand. Have a nice day, W.A.T.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.